MoneyWeb now on The Money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Rob van Aden. He is a CEO of Scope Markets South Africa, also author of the book, Badass Trader, How to Trade Your Way to Riches. Rob, appreciate the early morning. We chatted your book a while ago. You dropped me a message early in the week, and you said you're seeing a shift, clients trading from FX to indices. You're suggesting that folks are perhaps doing a little bit less FX trading, which I know the Facebook ads are always come trade FX, but most FX traders bust out and actually moving to maybe the safer index trading.
Yes, absolutely. We've started seeing a shift about last year,
mm-hmm.
and it can be attributed to a couple of things. I think the learning curve for most retail traders is probably a lot easier. Forex is extremely complex, and the problem with Forex as well, you're dealing with multiple currencies and factors affecting them, which is not the case with indices. Another advantage with indices is the diversification play, because it allows traders to get exposure to broader market segment than rather than one individual asset. And this diversification can reduce risk and offer more balanced investment approach for retail clients.
I take your point in that. I mean, I I'm an index trader. I'm going to state that right up front. And a large part of that is, certainly in the geared space, it was single event risk that I discovered in equities. I've never been a big FX trader. But it's that basket nature. You know, we can have stocks move 5, 10% either direction in a day easy enough. I don't remember when last we saw, well, a couple of weeks ago, we almost did 4% with the election of the president. Indices yeah. are just less volatile, and that does make for an easier trading environment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about volatility. It's about diversification. It's about learning curve. Also from economic indicators, because suddenly with currency pairs, you have to be monitoring, for example, two economic environments.
Mm.
Where with one industry, it's usually driven by one economic environment. So a lot more advantages. And I think what things have also changed quite a lot. In the past, it was very difficult to trade indices. There weren't minis, and they weren't, you had to trade them in lots. Now there's smaller lot sizes yeah. as well. So accessibility has changed quite a lot across the globe. And from an education perspective as well, I've seen a lot more people moving into teaching indices than FX in the last couple of months. So there's been a massive shift.
Okay, this is great. I'm a huge fan. As I said, I'm in the geared trading space. I'm an index trader, and I just like it. I think it's just nice and easy. You also made a point that you're seeing a lot of prop trading popping up everywhere. I suppose first question, what is prop trading?
So prop trading is basically, I'll give you the old school definition. Mm-hmm. Prop trading is where you use someone else's capital to trade with. And in the past, it was basically you had a lot of people joining a prop house and you had to pay for your own costs. So you had to pay basically for your seat cost.
Yeah.
And you were made, you were given the opportunity to trade the house or the business's capital. That has also evolved and moved electronically, where you need to do a challenge, and then if you pass the challenge, you've got access to capital, and then you can trade the firm's capital. So it's been a shift. You still get the traditional prop houses, but it's moved all on towards doing a challenge and getting access to capital. One advantage of these prop challenges and access to prop capital is that you've got access to capital.
Yeah.
But it's very, very difficult, and a lot of people don't understand it, because you usually have to pay for the challenge, and a lot of people don't understand if you can't succeed trading either a demo account or your own account, your chances of succeeding a prop trading account is very small, because they're very stringent regulations in terms or rules rather. In terms of, you need to be earning at some of these prop houses through the challenge 10% per month earnings yeah. you have to generate.
Yeah, yeah.
And your loss is gone. And this is the big thing that trips most people over, is basically these maximum drawdown levels. You know, for example, you can't go more than 2% a day or 5% a month, even as high as 10%. So it's an old idea that's been modernized through online, but it's generally if provide access to people to trade with larger sums of capital.
I intuitively like the idea, and I see the benefit, of course, but a quick last question, and I know this from my days of trading. You know, your account is one size, and then suddenly you scale it up, and the psychology hits you. You know, in theory, whether you're trading with 100 Rand or 100,000 Rand, it's all the same rules, but of course, psychology is a big part of it, and that can really eat into your brain.
No, absolutely. You know, I think we're both fans of, you know, position sizing and, yeah, you know, either 1% to 2% of capital. And I think sometimes, you know, those good measures get out of a person's mindset, because when, you know, suddenly they can play with, let's say, $100,000 or $10,000, and then, you know, they forget good common sense in terms of trading.
Yeah, and trading is so much the psychology. We'll leave it there. Yeah. Rob van Heerden, CEO, Scope Markets Africa, and author of the book, Badass Trader, How to Trade Your Way to Riches. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.